Okay, today is Daf Mem Aleph. We're actually on Mem Aleph. We're on the third line, second line. The Kore Achrimos Va'ach Ba'asar. And we read, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would read from Achrimos. Thank you. And then he would also read from Parshas Emor. Right? But what about Parshas Pinchas? That he wouldn't read. He would read by heart. Why? We don't know why. So, but he would say, I'm reading it by heart. You should know it was more in here than what lets on. I'm more in here than meets the eye. Don't think the Torah is puzzle. It's not puzzle. I'm just reading it by heart. Right, exactly. So the Gemara says, 1 second, for a minute, 1 minute, medalgin benavi, they medalgin b'torah. You can't skip around in the Torah. In an oven you could do that. You can't skip around in the Torah. So what's going on here? So Amar Abaya, not lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Khan, when are you allowed to skip? B'chideisha yifzaka meturgimin. You're allowed to skip if the meturgimin is still going to be going, then you could skip. So in Vayichal, you're skipping a half a column. That doesn't, the meturgimin is still translating, even though there's no meturgimin today. The meturgimin is still translated. That's okay. But you can't skip from Parshas Bereishis to Parshas Ozah Bracha. It takes too long to move, right? So how could you skip from Achrimos to Emor? The answer is because it's very close. It's very close.
We have Kedoshim in between.
Fine, so by the time the Meturgim is done, you're there. Very close. Kan b'chdei shol yitzak ha-Meturgim. When can you not skip? When it's too far away from each other. So Gemara says, 1 second. Va'ala katoni, but we learned, that's not true, because we learned about this issue. Medalgin b'novi, v'ein medalgin b'torah. You can skip in Novi, and you can't skip in Torah. Ad kan medalgin, how much can you skip? Ad k'dei shol yitzak ha-Meturgim. Michlal, what do you see from here? Di b'torah, klal klal lo. In Torah, you can't skip at all. What's going on here? El Amar Abaya lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan be'inyad echad, kan be'shnei inyonim. When can you skip? If it's one inyan. When can you not skip? If it's not one inyan. Right? What? Why? Why? What's the difference if it's one inyan or another inyan? What's the difference? Rashi says something so staggering. That it, one of the Achronim here, the Darkim David, which I think is the Chidah, says, I don't know what Rashi's talking about. Let's look at this Rashi inside. It's a little bit of a long Rashi, but it's so amazing. He says, it's the first skinny line. Kan be'inyan echad. Medalgin b'torah. Dachi k'dayi k'skip. Kigon mas nisin. Detarvayu be'inyan adiyom ha-kippurim ninu. They're both about Yom Kippur. Achrimos and Emor are both about Yom Kippur. Hilkach, therefore, medalgin, you can skip. As long as there's no hesek. While the meturgimin's going, you have to have both conditions. While the meturgimin's going, you could skip if it's one inyan. Ubraisa diktani dafilu bichdei shel yafsek ha-meturgimin. Aye, what about this issue? What about that braisa? In medalgin b'shnei inyanim. You shouldn't skip if it's two inyanim. Shezeh be'inyan yom ha-kippurim, v'zeh b'tzavis aron. That's nothing to do with Yom Kippur. Oh, parsha acheret. So some other parsha. Why not? She'ein halev. Because when you're listening to one inyan, it's very difficult. The lave can't do it. Memaher to quickly lotzeis b'menu l'shma ulahavin divi inyan acher. To all of a sudden switch to a new topic. That's what I was talking about. That whole every parsha's like that. You have one mitzvah, and all of a sudden you have a totally different mitzvah out of left field, and they're next to each other. What's Rashi talking about?
We're used to that.
That's what the Chidah says.
We're used to the change.
Oh, the Chidah says that. So he says, because there's a reason why the Torah put things next to each other. We don't know the reasons all the time. We don't know always the reasons. But there is a reason. There's a rhyme or reason to the Torah. It's not just haphazard. Let's put this mitzvah here. Let's put this one over here next to it. No, it's not like that. So there is a reason for it. So even though we don't know the reason, our neshama is the reason for it. So we'll listen to a parsha, and there's all these random mitzvahs flying by. There's a reason for that. But to skip around to some totally different thing, a different inyan, what's the point in that? That's going to make the person difficult. He won't be able to follow, right? Hilkach, Torah, Shah mitzvos tuluyos ba. So when it comes to the Torah, vishamin on osa, litzibur, if the litzibur needs to listen, upasak echad, shalo yavin bo, who shall. Shochacho, v'over love. Right? In other words, every pasuk you have to hear. What does God want me to do? What does God want me to do? I got to hear that. I need a meturgimin. It has to be a keseder. Lekach ein medalgin in the Indian. You can't skip around. Vafilu ein maturgin amasik. Even if forget the maturgin issue. Forget the maturgin. You can't skip because a person needs to hear what to do. He needs to hear the Torah. But avol benavi shaper dami. That doesn't apply by a navi. There's no issue by a navi, right? Navi's musar. So if it's a different Indian, I'm skipping. What's the difference? By Torah. So the Chida asks, what kind of answer is that? So the Chida asks what I said before. What kind of thing is that your lev came here two different concepts? The whole Torah is like that. So he gives two answers. One is what we said before. If it's built into the Torah like that, that's okay. The problem is when you're going to make up your own. Let's skip from here to here. Let's do that today. Today we're going to skip around. We're going to skip around. What are you skipping around for? You're going to make the person not be able to follow. Why? Because he's not used to that. And even though we don't know the reasons why parshas are next to each other, there is a reason. It's not just stam haphazard. There's a reason. We just don't always do. Sometimes we know the reason. And sota's next to nazir. So if you see a sota, you should be. Otherwise, it's two stam haphazard things. Nothing to do with each other, right? Then he gives another unbelievable answer. He says, unbelievable answer that Chida said. He says, when you skip around, you know what you're doing? You're showing the whole olam. This part doesn't matter. We're going to skip this part. Like, you know, we're going to skip that section. Right? I'll skip that section. You can't do that. Oh, but if it's one Indian, they're not doing that. We got to get to the other Indian. It's the same Indian. So we're going to skip this part. Chas v'shalom, we're not skipping around. But if it's a second Indian, what are you skipping around for? You know what that looks like? That's not important. We'll skip the next 5-6 parshas. It's all about the things we don't want to do. I don't hear that. We'll go to the good stuff. You can't do that. That's my only one Indian. Right? The Chidas is, if I've had the guts to argue with Rashi, I would say it has nothing to do with this issue of you can't follow. Nothing to do with that. The answer is we don't want to make it look like we're skipping around.
But isn't Hakel different in Yadim?
What?
Isn't Hakel different in Yadim when he jumps around?
It's a good question. We're gonna answer it today. It's a good question. We don't skip that much. We don't skip that much. What?
But you see a whole bunch of times.
We skip. It's not the whole Dvarim. We skip quite a bit. The only thing I can say is I don't know. It's a good question. I don't have to think about that. So we skip a half an Amid.
But it's only one column.
It's skip one column, it's the same Indian. So it's the same Indian. So either Rashi will say one Indian, it's okay. And the Chida will say same story. It's not that we're ignoring what we're missing, what we're skipping. We're not ignoring a Chas V'Shalom. Just it's the same Indian.
It kind of doesn't make sense because we say that even while we're skipping, we should come
right. No, that you say because you skip all the way to Pinchas. So okay. We're not even landing that. We're doing it by heart.
Right.
Not laying it, it's
barely
saying it by heart. So that's a whole separate story. So that's he says. So the Gemara's asked that question. One second, right now. So, I v'atanya medalgin b'inyan b'torah b'inyan echad b'navi b'shnei inyanim v'kan b'chtei shal yivzak amatorgamin. Oh, v'atanya. This is actually it flows. V'atanya. We learned the same thing. Medalgin b'torah b'inyan echad. You could skip Torah one inyan. That you could do. Ubinavi, Bishnein. Even in two different inyanim. Why? It's not as vital, Navi. It's not as no mitzvahs. It's just Musar. Vikan, but in both cases, you can't still scan skip if the Maturgaman is going to be finished. The Ain, Medalgan, Binavi, Lunavi, you can't skip from one Navi to another Navi. I think even if it's the same inyan. Right? But Vanavi, Shalshne Musar, but then Treasar, Medalgan, you can't skip. You can't go from the end to the beginning. Okay, very good. Then we said Vegolas Torah Benicha Bechekel. They did Glila. Then he put the Torah. He held the Torah. Kol Kach Lama. Why do you, then? And then he said. Whatever I say here, I want you to know nothing wrong with this Torah. Just I'm reading it by heart. Kol Kach Lama. Why do you say that? Shalohot Laz I'll say for Torah. Not to say Laz on the Sefer Torah. Right. Then he said Uba Asar Ubechum Shapikudim Kor Al Peh. Parshas Pinchas he read by heart. So v'lich l'rei l'sefer v'likwi. So why don't you just go to Pinchas and read it there? Amar of Huna bar Yehuda. Amar of Sheshes. L'fisha ein gol in sefer Torah b'tzibur. No, you don't do that. You don't skip a sefer Torah b'tzibur. You don't.
That's how you roll before.
Exactly. That's how you roll before davening because you don't want to make a tircha de tzibura. I v'leth sefer Torah achwini v'likwi. Why don't you bring a second Torah? Bring a second Torah. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar Mishum Pigam Moshal Rishon. Because people are going to say, they brought a second one because the first one was no good. Now, one second. You're going to have to make another bracha now for no reason. But he made a bracha on the Torah. Wouldn't be another bracha because he brought another Torah. So don't bring another Torah. Now, one second. Umi chayshin lepagama. Are we choshish for a pagam? Not choshish for that. Amar v'yitzak nafcha. Rosh chodesh teves shechal leos b'shabbos. This Shabbos. This coming Shabbos. Rosh chodesh teves will fall out on a Shabbos. Maybe shalosh Torahs. You bring three Torahs. V'korei achas min yonah shal yom. You read parshas miketz. V'achas shal rosh chodesh. V'achas shal chanukah. And then so you do take out three.
That's if you have them.
What?
If you have three.
No, they say he had.
In the basic Midrash, they had. They can get one. You have. So why not? So what's pshat?
In this Midrash, we don't have three.
They don't have three.
Yeah.
Right. But if you have, you take out three. Right? So the Gemara answers, Tlasa Gavri, but Tlasa Sifri, like a Pagama. No. When you're calling up another person for another Torah, that's not a Pagam. We're calling up someone else. That's okay. Here, the Kohen Gadol is the only person you're calling up. Chad Gavra, but Torah says, Ika Pagama. One guy with two Torahs, that's a Pagam. Ask the Achronim, why did the Gemara pick a case of, well, when it's Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos Chanukah, you take out three. How about a regular Rosh Chodesh, I take out two? The answer is, because there's no member in Shas that says that on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, take out two. There's no member in Shas that says that. The only member we have is when you take out three. Which begs the question. So why did Rav Yitzchak Nafcha pick a case of three? Why didn't he pick a case of two? Right?
Which would have been a bigger
Kiddush. Why? No, this is a bigger Kiddush, no?
No, there's a bigger Kiddush.
No, because you wouldn't necessarily go three from two, but you'd go two from three.
But even for two, you take out.
Right?
But you have to go three. Three. You'd say, okay, you roll the first one. But if you take out three different Torahs, and so you take three separate Torahs.
Right, so that's the point. He wants Rav Yitzchak Nafcha to pick the case of three to let you know, even three, there's no issue of Pagam. Why? You can call up three people. So there's no issue. Very good. Fine.
I'm not sure what the Havni is. I mean, if one is here at the beginning of the Torah, and at the end, it's clearly a Tichud Zimura, so obviously that's why you're doing it.
So bring a second one.
What?
So bring a second one.
Why, exactly?
Right?
So I'm saying, so what's Havni to think that there will be a Pagam? I mean, well, why would you think it would be a Pagam here?
What? If you only the Pagam is only if you bring a second one.
What?
The Pagam is only if you bring a second one. No, the Gemara is Pagam because you weren't learning from the Torah at all. You're doing it by heart.
Right.
So it makes it look like, why is he reading it by heart? Ah, that must be Pasal Torah. That's why he's reading it by heart. So then it's a fine. So then bring a second one. Just for the goal, we can't do that. It's the Ticha. So bring a second one, no, we can't do that either. So there's no options. He has to read it by heart, but he has to declare. Don't anyone think there's only one with this Torah. There's not. You want to sit here while I move it? No, nobody wants to do that. Want to bring a second one? I can't do that.
And why can't you bring a second? Because you're afraid of Pagam in the first
place. Yeah, because you're going to bring Pagam in the first Torah.
Right.
Two Pagams here. Number one, the Torah's puzzle. If you goal it. If you're not goal it, then you don't declare something. Right? Why is he bringing it apart? Why don't they read from the Torah? Ah, it must be the Torah's puzzle. Now, people don't realize, oh, they don't want to do Galila because they don't want to save you. They don't want you to sit there and do nothing to do. Then the second question is to bring a second one. So if you bring a second one, they'll think the first one's puzzle. Why are you bringing the second one? What do you mean? We do that all the time. We take a two-sifra Torah. That's because you call up a second person.
Yeah, but if you take one off to begin with.
Huh?
If you're taking three out to begin with, no one's going to think that you're leaving one in the back because you worried about the puzzle.
Right, I hear that. That's a good question. Take out Elechachila, what's the Havamina? That's the Pagam. Take it out. It's sitting over here, the whole dot lady. What's that doing here? Oh, because we're going to use it in a few minutes.
It's a backup
here. Right here. It's a good question. Then we said, Umavarech Aleha Shmona Brachos. Then we made eight brachos. Right? Tara Rabbanim. Mavarechin Al Tara, Kedarach Mavarechin Rebeis HaKadeses. Al Avoda, Al Hoda, Al Mechilas Avon, Kitiknan, right? Should be forgiven. Al Amikdash Bifnei Atzma, Val Kahan Bifnei Atzma, Val Yisrael Bifnei Atzma, Val Yerushalayim Bifnei Atzma. Then the Mishnah said, Vashar Tfila. The rest of it's davening. What did that mean? Tana Rabbanan. Vashar Tfila, Techina, Rina, Bakasha, Sha'amcha Yisrael, Tzrichin, Livasha, that you should save us. Vechosein, Beshmea, Tfila, Mikan Ve'elech, listen to this. Mikan Ve'elech, Kolechad Ve'echad, Mevi, Sefer Torah, Bitoch Beso. Everyone brought the Torah from their house, Vikorebo, and they leaned from it. How'd they get it from the house to the base of Mikdash? It's a big machlokas. Some say that you're allowed to carry it in Yom Kippur. You're allowed to carry it in Yom Kippur. Some say there was an Eruv, and some say they brought it before Yom Kippur. There is a sheet that I, on Kippur, there's no Isser of carrying. Only Shabbos.
Okay, so what happens if Kippur
is surrounded by a wall? That's one answer.
How about Yom Kippur?
We don't like that. What?
What if Yom Kippur fell on Shabbos?
Then he just asked that. Then for sure you can't. But even if not, it's on a Tuesday. Could Yom Kippur be on a Tuesday? I don't know. It could be on a Wednesday. If Yom Kippur's on a Wednesday, then there's some held. There's no Isser of... Not some, the Gemara held. Some in the Gemara held. There's no Isser of carrying Yom Kippur. Only on Shabbos. We don't hold like that. No one should... We don't agree with that. But that's one explanation how they got them there. The Chol Kach Lama. Why would everyone do that? Kedei Laharos Chazuso L'Rabim. To show off your glory, you have a Sefer Torah. Okay. Next.
So everybody had a Sefer Torah in their house at that time?
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
What? You know what it's like? It's like saying everyone today has a set of chamashim. Who doesn't have a set of chamashim in their house?
Right.
Everybody has a set of chamashim. That was like having a Torah. I'm not saying everyone has the complete set of this and this achron that no one ever heard of. Not everyone has that.
Right.
But everyone has a set of chamashim.
Not everyone has
that. Not everyone has a shas. Not everyone has a, even a shulchan aruch. But Everyone has a set of chamashim.
I would just think the sofron had to go around and keep everything kosher.
Yeah.
You think about it.
It was a different world.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Parshas HaMelech Ketzad. Parshas HaMelech is Hakel. The mitzvah of Hakel. This is a L'chora Hakel year because it's the year after Shemitah year. Right? So what's that about? Matzah Yontif Rishon Shachag on the Matzah Yontif Rishon. Meaning, at the end of the first day of Sukkot, the first Chag, B'Shmini, in the eighth year, the Matzah Shviyas, after the seventh year, after Shemitah, Osin lo bima shall eight ba'azara, they put a bima of eight in the azara, vehu yoshev aleha, and they would put the Torah there, shenema rikeit shev ha'shana b'moed, chazan ha'knesses notol sefer Torah, the chazan ha'knesses took the sefer Torah, v'nasna l'rosh ha'knesses, and he gave it to the rosh ha'knesses, same story, v'rosh ha'knesses nasna l'sgan, v'asgan nasna l'kohen gadol, v'kohen gadol nasna l'melech, v'melech omer l'makabel v'kore, the melech would read from the Torah. Yoshev Agrifas HaMelech, one time, what?
This is Vakari Yoshev.
Oh, I'm sorry, Vakari Yoshev. Agrifas HaMelech, Omeid, Agrifas HaMelech got up, he was standing there, the Kibel, and he read it, Vikra Omeid, and he was leaning. Now Agrifas HaMelech was not Jew. It's a machlokish whether or not he was Jewish. Okay? It's a machlokish between of all people, Rashi and Tosos. And either way, he shouldn't have been the king, because even if his mother was Jewish, like Rashi says, he still wasn't Roy to be the king. Who was this guy? He's not from Achaz Beis David. He's a Jew. Fine, he's a Jew. But he shouldn't be the king. V'shibchu chacham. The chacham gave him a pat on the back, praising him. The whole daf about the terrible midah of chanifa, of flattery. The whole agadah about that. It's the worst thing in the world. V'ukishigia lalo tuchal laseis alecha ish nachri. And when it got to the pasuk of don't put a foreign person to be the king, Zelgu in of them and started to cry. He was crying. It's a funny thing, because the beginning of that pasuk says, what am I doing? I don't belong. I'm not sure. Just said, don't put a foreign person to be the king. The funny thing is, the beginning of that pasuk says, Som tasim alecha melech. Put a Jewish king, put a Jew. That probably he didn't cry, right? So he says over here, one of the Chorim says, because when it comes to assays, not nobody cares about assays. Los assay people care about. So they came to the low. I say it didn't bother him. So low, I say he started to cry. Right? Amrulo, no! Altus Yaragiris, don't worry about that. Achinu ata! Achinu ata! You're our brother. Says Rashi, two words in the top line.
She'imo
mi Yisrael. His mother was a Jew. Says Tosu, it's impossible. It's impossible to say that his mother was a Jew. What?
What's a little asterisk?
Is there a key to Eger, I think, takes issue with this. It's impossible to say he was a Jew. Why? Because he came from Hordus. And the Gemara says that if someone says, I come from Beit Chashmonaim, you're a liar. Right. Because Hordus killed them all.
Right.
So, right? So if his mother was Jewish, they're not all wiped out. How could that be? And killed her. She killed herself. She committed, and that's the last one. So if his mother was Jewish, it continues. He's a descendant of Herod, and his mother's Jewish. His mother's Jewish, so can't be shot. Right? So how can it be that there's no more? He's a Jew. He's not a guy, he's a Jew. His mother was Jewish, he's a Jew. And then the lineage continues. He can marry a Jewish girl. He's a Jew. Can't be.
Is he from what? He's from Chashem Noyim or not?
He's from Herod.
Right.
But if his mother was a Jew, then he's Jewish. Jewish. But the Gemara says there's no more of them. Right?
Yeah.
So he can't be Jewish. So the Kasha, what's Rashi? I don't know the answer to Rashi. Right? And by the way, then Tosfos has another question. Tosfos doesn't ask it here. He asks it in Yevamos. If it's true that he's a Jew, then why can't he be the king? All right, I'm not saying he's should get after Yonah. What's wrong with him? He's Jewish, right? Tosfos is going to say that. So you don't put a guy like this to be the king. All right, but that's such an avera. That's such a terrible avera that he's not the best guy out there. Is that wrong? Is that a goy? If he's a goy, I understand. What are you making a goy the king? Not a goy, he's a Jew. He's a full-fledged Jew.
Because you can find better yichus.
Okay, so that's true. He also says that. You can find better yichus. That's not such a terrible avera. A goy.
Disqualified.
What? Not disqualified. You're right.
It doesn't disqualify.
Tosfos is going to say that when it comes for positions of authority.
Excuse me, but you
shouldn't look for the lowest common denominator. You should look for a better guy.
You can do better.
All right, but even Tosfos himself is going to say that's a reason that's a reason for all this hack. Could you find someone better? Is that disqualified? Right, it's a whole separate problem. Chashanim v'kahanim. Anyway, just interesting how Rashi says he's a Jew, right? Okay, where am I up to? Right, here's Yoni's point. V'kare we lane b'tchilas eilu dvarim from the beginning of dvarim ad shema v'shema then we skip v'hayim shemoa aser to aser we skip a lot of dvarim aser to aser ki sechal la aser then parshas hamelech brachos and klolos ad shegomer kol parsha until you finish the whole parsha, right? Brachos. The same brachas that the Kohen Gadol made to finish off, the Melech finished off. Ela shenotzin shall regalim tachas mechilas avon. He would switch sukkahs. There's no mechilas of avon on sukkahs. He would switch for the regalim. Okay. Now, b'shmini salkadaitach. The word b'shmini is mashma. It's on shmini atzeres. So the Gemara says, no. Anyway, b'shminis. I meant the eighth year, not the eighth day. Why did the Mishnah have to be so detailed when it is? The beginning of the Mishnah started off. If it's at the end, which it did say, but if it only said that, I would have thought, you begin 8 years from right this minute, from when the mitzvah was told. That's not true. There were still 14 years where there was no Shemitah. Right? The first 14 years, none of that applied. I would have thought you start right now. Even though there is no Shemitah. Kasev Rachmana Shemitah. No, the Shemitah is a vital component here of Hakel. You can't have Hakel without Shemitah.
Why skip the first 14 years?
Because they were conquering the land. There was no Shemitah then. V'kasev Rachmana Shemitah. But it only said Shemitah. Half minute, I would have thought, Misof Shemitah, at the end of the year. So therefore, Kasev Rachmana B'moed. There's no Moed at the end of the year. Moed is the beginning of the year. V'kasev B'moed Half minute Meresh Shata. I would have thought Rosh Hashanah. Because of Rachmana b'chagasokis. No, we tell you, we're talking chagasokis. Because of...
Is it the Shemitah service? What do we do?
No. First days. After the first day. We give one. Because of Rachmana b'chagasokis, have been a filial unto Fachron. I would have thought Shemitah service. Because of Rachmana, b'vokal Yisrael, maschalta de moed. When the moed begins. When on the moed, says Rashi on top, umihu b'yantif lo. Not on yantif. Why not? She'ein tikkun habima doche lois haShabbos for lois haYontif. Because making this bima is not doche Shabbos and Yontif. Ume esmol nami lo avdin and lei. You can't do it beforehand. Why? The ducha kolei azara. Because you're going to put something bima in the azara. You're going to take up space in the azara. It's going to make it more crowded. Says Tosfos, who made up? Where does bima come? This bima is such a halacha l'moshe. I have to have a bima. The bima is such a vital thing, and therefore we can't do it on Yontif, and therefore we can't do it beforehand. What kind of thing is this? Who made the bima so special?
Yeah.
Right? The whole thing is the bima. So Rashi, Tosfos says in the Amud Aleph, he says, Ulahachim in the middle, toward the end, like five lines, six, seven lines from the bottom. Ulahachim is stabber. I say something different, Nira. So you're born in a bima Erev Yontif. They built it in Erev Yontif. Binyan shall prakim, but it was able to take apart. Ubechal shall moid, lohaya osin shum binyan. They didn't build it on Chalamoy. Ella, Mekayim and Osa, they just put it together. That's okay on Chalamoy, you can do that. Just attach it. Umiz, Umiz, Umiv, Umichabri, not Brokim Yachad. They would connect everything. V'im lo banu oso me'erev yantif, and if they didn't build it, nira dibinyana lo hayadach hafilu chalashmon. You don't build it, not even a halama, you don't build it. What's it makes it? Rashi makes such a big deal with this bima. Okay, so you get a bima, and if you don't have a bima, you don't have a bima.
Why can't you do it on the first?
So maybe some medayik that called tells us you can, but I don't think the minig. I don't think they did it. No one knows when they did it. There's no like recordings, you know. But yeah, it seems to be if machlokas Rashi tells us. What? I don't know. It's a good question. Rashi says for sure not. Right? And Tosfos seems to say it's a little unclear. But Rashi's reason is a funny reason. Rashi gives a whole reason why not. It's not, nothing to do with anything. Just the bima. There's no room. It's a funny reason.
It's one of the Bama Tess Malachos.
Correct. So Rashi's, why did they do it before? No, it's too crowded.
Well, I'm saying, but if you do it on Kalamon, it's still
bone. Correct. That's what Tosfos says. You do it in a way where it's mutter. Right? You build it, but just attach it. Right?
But that's not the project.
So that might be okay for a Torah, for Yontif, for a Mitzvah, that might be okay. On Chalamoid.
The whole thing was in Eitz, millions of people
will
be able to fit in that.
Right, and all of a sudden we can't have a Bima. as a Tosfos himself, what's Rashi talking about? Okay. Then we said, the Chazan HaKnesses, no tel Sefer Torah, v'nosnal Rosh HaKnesses, Shmas Minah, we had this yesterday, Cholkin Kavod a Talmud, Mokam Arav. That by you giving, by the one Talmud, giving another Talmud Kavod, you can do that in front of the Rebbe. Right? The Melech is watching them all handing the Torah off to each other like it's some kind of special thing. Yeah, Amar Abaya, cool, we should cover the Melech. It's all because of the Melech. The Melech, it's because of the Melech that he has so many underlings. That's a covet. It's got so many people working for him. The Melech, Omer, Makabal, Vakor, Yoshev, Agrivas, the Melech, Omer, Vakor, Omer, Omer, Mechal, the Yoshev. What do you mean? He was standing, which means he got up. Which means he was sitting. There's no such thing as that. Now the sit, only Malchus B'Tavik can sit. Like it says, like we said yesterday. Yesterday we asked. We asked a question yesterday, which we didn't have an answer for, which was.
How did he sit?
What? No, do you see that David's allowed to sit?
Right.
David's allowed to sit. The problem is, there was no Beis HaMikdash when David sat. There was no Beis HaMikdash. Where's David sitting here?
Right.
Where's he sitting? There's no Beis HaMikdash. He's sitting in the place where if there would be a Beis HaMikdash, then it would be in the Azara. And he's allowed to. It's a funny thing.
The problem is he shouldn't be sitting.
It says, he sat Lifnei Hashem. Where did he sit? There's no Beis HaMikdash yet. It wasn't built. So where did he sit? So this is Lifnei Hashem. So yesterday we said that there's a whole machlokas. The Aron wasn't where the Mizbeach was. They were in separate places at the time. So anyway, even if it was India, some Azara, it was only half an Azara. Because there's no Aron anyway. It wasn't by the Aron. It was, I think, by the Mizbeach. There's no Aron there. The Aron was someplace else. The Aron wasn't returned yet. So where's he sitting? This is a Raya that you only let, only Beis David can sit. Malchus Beis David can sit in Azara. But no one else can. There was no Azara. So you have to answer, like we said yesterday, this is Lifnei Hashem. Whatever Lifnei Hashem is. For David it was that. And for the Beis HaMikdash it's the Azara. That's Lifnei Hashem. And only who could sit there? Only Malchus Beis David.
And what's the problem? Because he was from Chal Shemayim?
Yeah, oh. Exactly. Yes, that's the problem.
That's the biggest. He shouldn't have been a king anyway because he's from Chal Shemayim. The biggest problem is that he sat? No. What's the problem?
So we're going to get to that. We're going to get to the bigger issue. We're going to get to it in a minute. So Kedama Rav Chisda Bazar Ezra Snashim. Hacharai Bezra Snashim. You're right. He didn't sit the Azara. He sat the Ezra Snashim. That you're allowed to sit. V'shemchu chachamim, shemchu b'chalal the shaper of it. What do you mean? They gave him a pat on the back. That means that he did the right thing. For Amar Ravashi, afil l'man d'amar nasi shemachal kvodo machal. Even a nasi, who maybe he's allowed to be machal on his covered, whatever a nasi is. Melech shemachal kvodo ain't kvodo machal. A melech cannot be machal on his covered. Shenemar som tovsim alecha melech shetehi masa alecha. Right. So what's the kasha? Right. What? So how could? So the question is, how could a gufa stand? Because he's mochel on his cover by standing up for the Torah. So the Gemara answers: mitzvah shiny, mitzvah's different. Any melech, mitzvah's different. So yeah, of course, he can't sit down or he can't stand and he can't be like a regular guy. That's when he's with people. But for a mitzvah, of course. Okay. Kushigia lo tuchal laseit, he cried. Tana mishmei derev nasin ba'osa shah nitzchayv u'sone Yisrael klia. Everyone deserved punishment. All the Jewish people deserve punishment. Why? Shechanifu lo lagrifas. Because they flattered Agrifas. They flattered him. Oh, you're a great guy. Rashi says, Agrufa. Kocha shel Chanufa, the power of Chanufa. Afa gav de imo mi Yisrael. Even though his mother was Jewish, he says it again, Rashi. Even though his mother was Jewish, and therefore he's a Jew. Ein roi lamachas de oven hu. It's not roi, he's still an eved. He's still a low person in society. It's not appropriate. This is the guy you made the king.
It's like Obama being president.
Yeah. This is the guy you make the king. This is the guy you make the king. Shouldn't be. Even though he was a Jew. Still shouldn't be the king. Right? And again, in the Tosfos of Oso, Hayom, Mishayu, V'Ofi, so Klia. You see what Tosfos, you see that Tosfos?
Yeah.
So Tosfos says, Rishami Tani Reb Chanina, Bered Devi Gamliel, Omer, Harbi Chalolim Naflu Ba'Osi Yom, Shachanifulo. A lot of terrible things happened that day when they flattered him. V'davar Tmua, Lomer, Imha Yeroi Mibnei HaTorah, Kivon De'imom Haisim Yisrael, if Rashi's right. And his mother was Jewish, right? El mishum dezila milsa, but it's not appropriate. Kimoshe pirish Rashi, shitzchayvu al chanifu muetes kizos onish gadol. What, for some small stupid flattery like this, so many people have to die. Terrible day, terrible tragedy happened. What's the big deal? Okay, so he shouldn't be the king. So what? He's a Jew. If Rashi's right, so what's the big deal? What's the tragedy here? He's not a goy. He's a Jew. So Tosfos is going to answer, yeah, but not for a position of authority. You're right. He's a Jew. You can give him an aliyah. It's all good. But they don't make the guy the king. That's what you don't do. You don't do that. Okay. Where am I? No, can we read it inside? Well, Pirish Ri, Afagav de Amar Perak Mitzvah Chalitza, Perak Acholetz, Gabi Rav Mori, de Manayi Rabba Apur Seiz, de Bavel. Some kind of case where they put somebody to be an appointed position. So the guy's a Jew. The person was a Jew. That's just stam in a position of authority. They have to be something special. Kigon. Imo mi Yisrael. That's all for any other position. There's a whole shilas about gerim and things like that being the president of a shul when that actually meant something, you know, or the rabbi, even the rabbi of a shul, or a principal in a yeshiva, a ger. All these questions, because this Tosfos and issues like this, can you have someone like that in a position of authority? So Tosfos says all the other low positions, that's fine. Avol melech, but a king. Chazar v'shana olav mikarav achecha tassim olecha melech. The Torah repeats itself. The kapid kra gabi melech adchi he mamish mikarav. You want mamish a Jew, right? Mimutza me'av v'imo mi'Yisrael. Father, mother are Jewish. You're a Jew if your mother's Jewish. Good. That's good to be the guy, to be the president of the shul. Who cares? That's good for that, right? Maybe even a rabbi. Maybe even they have a question about a diet. All these questions. Right? Yeah, get out of it. Boy's brought up, his mother's a Jew, but she had an affair with a guy one time. So this guy can't be a rabbi. He can't be a postake. I don't know about that. He can't be the melech. Right? That's what Tosfos says. Right? Zu haisa chanufa. This was the flattery. Shemelach bizroa shaloka din Torah. He shouldn't have been the melech. You're right, he was ineligible. Why is he ineligible? Because for the melech, the top job in the country, you don't make a guy whose father's not goy. You don't do that. Right? First of all, he disputed whether or not he's even Jewish. Whether his mother was even a Jew. Because then you have that Chashmonai problem. But even if he's right, even if Rashi's right, he's Jewish. You don't make a guy like this the Melech. It's a big Tosfos when it comes to these positions of authority. Because Tosfos seems to distinguish between Melech and every other position. Right? Okay. Not everyone agreed with this Tosfos. Some didn't want these types of people to be. Okay, fine. Next, Amar Shimon ben Chalafta, Miyom Shegavar Agufa Shalchanufa. When that happened, all that flattery happened. Nisavsu Hadayonim, right? Veniskalkel Hamaisim. It was a terrible thing. Ve'ain Adam Yochel Lomol Lachaver Hamaisik Gadol B'Masecha. Nobody could ever say, "Look, they're such good people. We're better than them. They're better than us." It was a terrible tragedy because because they flattered him improperly and it belittled everybody. Darsh of Yehuda Bar Bar Rav Itam of Shimon Pazi Mutter Lahachnif LeRishayim BaAlamazeh. Rishayim, you're allowed to do Chanif and Alamazeh. Shenemar Lo Yikra Od LeNavel Nadiv, no longer call the Navel a prince Ulekili, and for a drunkard Lo Yomar Shua. You shouldn't say how great he is. Michlal the BaAlamazeh Shari. That's in the next world. In this world, you can say it. Tell the drunkard how great he is. It says Kiros Pnei Elokim Vatirteini. Right, that's talking about Yaakov said it to Esav. Right, I saw Hashem and Vatirteini. What does Vatirteini mean? And I survived. Upligi Dor of Levi, Dor of Levi. Now you know Mashal Shel Yaakov Esav L'Ma Dor V'Doma. You know what that was like? Shezimei Neschavero. You invite your friend over. V'Hikir Bo Shemavakish L'Hargo. And you realize your friend wants to kill you. So what do you do? Amalo, ooh, Tom Tavshel Zeh, Shani Toim, Ketavshel Shesta Amti, Beit HaMelech. Ooh, this food that we're eating, I had this when I was in the White House. When I was in the White House by the Melech, I ate this same food. So what is the listener hear? He hears, ooh, this guy's a powerful guy. He goes to the Melech. I better not kill him, right? Amar Yedah Ho Lamalka. He knows he's buddy with the king. Mistafsi, I'm afraid now, Velo Katale, I won't kill him. That's what Yaakov was saying to Esav.
Yeah, protects you.
I protect you. That's what he was saying. It wasn't flattery. Just the opposite. Amr v'lazar, call Adam sheishbo chanufa, maybe af l'olam. If you have flattery, you bring af to the world. Shenemar v'chanufu v'chanfei lev yisimu af. V'lo'od, not only that, elo she'en tfiloso nishmas. Shenemar lo yishu ki asarsim. V'simen af over gehenem biado nida gola. Amr v'lazar, call Adam sheishbo chanufa. If someone has flattery, I feel ubrin shev me'iyo makalin also. Even the babies in the womb are cursing him.
He's being flattered.
No, you shouldn't flatter people.
No, you should be the recipient of the flattery.
Well, you can't stop that.
Tell
me. You shouldn't flatter. You shouldn't flatter people.
You shouldn't flatter God Ladar?
No. We're talking about improper flattery, right? Shneimar Oitz Omel LaRasha V'Tanakata Yakvuhu Amim Yazumu LuUmim Ven Kov El Klala Shneimar Lo Kavo Kel. What's the message, I guess? That even the babies aren't born are cursing you? It's such a bad thing, right? It's such a bad thing, flattery. Farmer Belazar, call Adam Sheish Bechanufa. Anyone has flattery, novel Begehenim. Shenemar Havei Haomrim L'ra Tov V'Latov Ra. Maxiv Achra, what does it say after that? Lachein Ka'achal Kash L'shon Eish V'Cheshash L'Hava Yirape. Fine. Amr Belazar, call Amachnev L'Chaveiro. Anyone who does chanufa, sof nofel biyado, he'll fall to him. V'im eno nofel biyado, nofel biyad banav, he'll fall to his children. V'im eno nofel biyad banav, nofel biyad ben banav, fall to his grandchildren. Shemar, like it says, v'ayomer Yirmiyah said l'chananya, amen. Ken yaseh Hashem, yakim Hashem es tivrecha, uksiv, and it says after that, v'yihi b'shar binyamin, v'shem baal pekidos, u'shmo yireya ben shlema ben chananya, v'yitfos et Yirmiyah hanavi lemur el akastim at nofel, v'yomer Yirmiyah sheked eineni nofel, el akastim v'ubeksiv v'yitfos Yirmiyah v'yeo el asarim. Which means, he fell to the grandson. Alright, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.